It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey there, welcome to Friday. We've got a guest in our studios once again, bringing us some great music from a brand new album. His name is Buzz Kaysen. He's been a part of music for 6 decades. Oh my gosh. And he's in our studios. We'll talk to him about his latest album and what's going on in his life. It's Buzz Kaysen on Border Crossings today. Hang around.
When I was 5, not long on the scene, I asked my dad, what's that thing? He said, that thing in the corner, son, you're pointing at a record machine. He dropped a needle on that vinyl, and right away, the big band record started to play. I've been in love with music ever since that day. It was a record machine my mind had never seen. Such pictures that my ears were sending, it was a beautiful thing. Well, I still got that Victrola. I keep it nice and clean. My friends say that's the nicest one they've ever seen. Now when my kids ask what it is, I say, children, that's a record machine. Got Tommy Dorsey records, Sinatra and Bing. I got rock and roll, R&B, and everything between. But nothing sounds better than the King on my record machine. It's a record machine my mind has never seen. Such pictures that my ears are sending, it was a beautiful thing. A record machine. A record machine.
Record machine.
Drop a needle in the groove. Never seen such pictures that my ears were sending. It was a beautiful thing. Record machine.
Record machine.
Record machine.
Record machine.
Drop a needle.
London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings, where you get a chance to hear from some of the greats in music today. We definitely welcome a gentleman in the studio who's been around the block a few times, 6 decades in music. He's put out his latest album. Buzz Kaysen is in Washington, D.C. We welcome Buzz to D.C. Welcome.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be here.
And congratulations on your latest album, Record Machine.
Thank you. We're excited about it.
And how many albums is this for you now?
Well, the ones that really count, it's about my sixth Americana album over the last 10 years.
And I know that you're very excited about the album. You were telling me that you worked with some guys in music that are associated with Miranda Lambert. She's been in the news recently, too.
That's right. My son, Parker Kaysen, helped me write the title cut, Record Machine, and he recommended this band called Steelism, which is Jeremy Fetzer and Spencer Cullum, who is from England. Spencer plays steel guitar with a Miranda for a living. So they came in and cut three tracks on the Record Machine album with us.
And I, just looking at your resume and your accomplishments over six decades, you have recorded music with, I mean, the Crickets, Buddy Holly's Crickets, and the Jordanaires, and the list goes on. I mean, these are well-respected superstar bands in music.
Yeah, that's right. I started out in Nashville with a little band called The Casuals, and we claimed to be Nashville's first rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. And we traveled, we opened shows for Jerry Lee Lewis, then we became Brenda Lee's band. Then I moved to California in 62 and became an A&R person with Liberty Records. And at the time, Snuff Garrett, who was my boss, assigned me the Crickets to produce. So that's how I got to know them. And their lead singer took ill right before tour in 64. And he said, "Hey, I know who's going to replace him." I said, "Who's that?" He said, "You." So we took off to England and got to play 30 dates over there right at the height of Beatlemania. So some of that filtered over. The Crickets were still pretty popular, and we had a version of La Bamba out over there, which hit, which was a little hit for us. So we had a big time with those guys, playing with them for a couple of years.
Wow. Now, you have had a chance to be a part of so many things in music and witness so many changes over the years. That's a part of being in the business for six decades. You've ridden that roller coaster of music for all those years.
Yes, Larry, it's been fun, and to see Nashville itself changing like it has been quite a trip. But you know, it all comes back to the song. No matter who you are, whether Taylor Swift or Brenda Lee, you know, they had to have hit songs.
Right, Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the way we introduced her every night, yeah.
Wow, it's an amazing story that you know, you have. And how did you get into music? How did it all begin for you?
Well, I was an art student in high school, and I actually had a little, my art teacher had gotten me a little scholarship to go to Peabody College there. My mother was excited. She was a teacher and everything, and I would have been the second one in the family to go to school. But my friend, a guy named Jim Seymour, said, "Hey, we're doing a thing out at the Channel 8 Studios," which at that time was the ABC affiliate, and a DJ named Noel Ball had a show called Saturday Showcase. And he said, "We're going to pantomime, going to lip sync Bing Crosby's White Christmas with a group, a production number." I said, "Oh, man, I'm an art student. That's not my thing." He said, "There'll be a lot of girls there." I said, "I'll do it."
Anything for the girls.
And so when I got there, I started lip syncing records. And I noticed one day a band was there, a little trio, Richard Williams and his trio. And I said, "Man, that's where it's at. I'm never going to get anywhere lip-syncing other people's records." So I started following. We would go out and play little schools all around the area and do talent shows. And I would say, "Hey, man," I'd tell their manager, "I'd like to sing." He said, "Well, leave your records at home next week." And it was March 16th, 56. Mm. He said, "Leave your records at home and you'll have to sing." So Richard Williams, so bless his heart, he just passed. But he said, "Yeah, man, we'll let you sing. What do you know?" I said, "Blue suede shoes in C." Nobody does blue suede shoes in C. But so I did, and it kind of clicked, and I said, "Well, let's name the band." I called it The Casuals, and they stayed with Brenda Lee for years. But we toured with just all the rock legends.
Now, it's interesting that you talk about lip-syncing, because lip-syncing has been something that's been criticized in the last 20 years or so.
That's right.
Madonna and Britney Spears and even Millie Vanilli back in the day. But, you know, for you, when you were in the business and they were performing, Jimmy Clanton, Bobby Darin, all the greats who were performing on TV, they were always lip syncing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You couldn't bring your band, and they didn't have an orchestra, so, you know, they would lip sync. And those guys really got great at it, you know. I got to play with Bobby Darin, Frank Avalon, all those guys.
Well, so working with these legends, I mean, that's got to rub off on you. I mean, do they became friends with people like Elvis? You hung out with Elvis?
But as far as from a performance standpoint, I always advise kids, I say, look, observe what these folks that are successful are doing and how they go about it, and pick up things, you know. If you have to sweep up around the studio, just keep a note of what everybody's doing, how they're handling their career. But it was hard not to be starstruck, you know.
That's amazing.
it's just all timing, you know. The entertainment business, just a matter of time and being at the right place at the right time, and I've been real fortunate with that.
And you're on tour right now for the new album?
Yeah, I'm kind of winding up quite a bit of travel, and we're going to kind of kick back and get ready to do another one. Mm. So it's been a fun ride all summer, and been all over the place.
And your name is Buzz, but your real name is James. So how where did the Buzz come from?
Well, they said because I made so much noise, I was a jittery little overactive child.
Perfect nickname, huh?
And I was crazy about cars. I later went on to race some sports cars in the early days, and I would make cars with my food and my bread, and I was all around there, you know. So that's what the legend is.
Are you self-taught? Musically?
Pretty much, yes. I'm not very accomplished. I got kind of lazy, Larry, in Nashville because all the other guys played so well, and I just kind of, hey, you play that part, you know, and let them do the guitar work and me just kind of sing and do the lyrics.
All right. Well, you're going to do a song for us?
Yeah, I'd like to do one that co-wrote with Tony Moon back in the 60s, and it was recorded originally by Arthur Alexander, who had You Better Move On as a hit. Mm-hmm. And he toured England, the Beatles liked him, and they were doing his songs. They had already done Anna, and they started performing this song. They actually did it at the Cavern in Liverpool, and then they recorded it on BBC radio show, which later came out live at the BBC on Capitol Records. Mm-hmm. And then Marshall Crenshaw recorded it, and then I came out of the studio one day, and they said, Pearl Jam's recorded this song. And I always make a joke on the shows. I said, well, I didn't really know who Pearl Jam was. I'd heard of Toe Jam. But anyway, that's not a bad name for a band, is it?
No.
Lay down your arms and surrender to me. Lay down your arms, soldier of love, and love me peacefully. Yeah. Use your arms to hold me tight, baby. I don't want to fight no more. There ain't no reason for you to declare war on the one who loves you so. So forget the other boys, cause my love is real. Come off your battlefield. Lay down your arms and surrender to me. Lay down your arms, a soldier of love. Love me peacefully. Shada, yeah. Use your arms for squeezing and pleasing the one who loves you so. The weapons you're using are hurting me bad, but someday you're gonna retreat. Cause my love for you, baby, is the truest you've ever had. I'm a soldier of love that's hard to beat. Lay down your arms, soldier of love, and surrender to me. Lay down your arms, he's a soldier of love, and love me peacefully. Shout out, stop, yeah.
Girl singer.
Use your arms to hold me tight, baby, I don't want to fight no more. Baby, lay down your arms, he's a soldier of love. Honey, lay down your arms, soldier of love. Baby, lay down your arms, soldier of love. Honey, lay down your arms, soldier of love, and surrender to me. Yeah, he's a soldier of love, and surrender to me. Yeah, he's a soldier of love.
Here live on Border Crossings now. The Beatles recorded that, what, in 62, I think. Soldier of Love.
Actually, I think it's 63.
63.
I always thought it was 62, and then I read in one of the books that it was 60.
Now, how did they come across that song? Because normally you write a song, or people who write songs write for a band with the intention of it being for that band, but in this case, that wasn't what
happened.
It was
a single by Arthur Alexander. It was actually a flip that was kind of a two-sided single. Where Have You Been was the flip side, and the Beatles were, they needed more material, you know, because they couldn't, didn't have enough originals to do a four-hour set like, you know, they were playing those clubs. And so they did some of Arthur's songs. They had done Anna, and the Stones had cut Need a Shot of Rhythm and Blues. The Stones had cut another one of Arthur's. But anyway, they So they just they liked it, and John Lennon sang lead on it, which was kind of special to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't find out about it till 1980. Someone brought a bootleg copy of it. That's what was happening. They were bootlegging the kids were taping the mm-hmm. the BBC shows, mm-hmm. and Capitol Records was aware of this, and they wound up just the buying the BBC tapes and put it out. It was about a 60 cut album, the first live at the BBC. Well, both of the album, they put it out twice. It came out, I think, again in 2010. Hmm. So it was kind of like manna from heaven for us songwriters, you know, guys that happened to be lucky enough to be on that record.
And your music has been recorded by U2?
Well, U2, for some reason, did Everlasting Love as a B-side mm-hmm. to All I Need Is You. It was a three-sided record, a single they put out to radio. It had All I Need Is You and Everlasting Love and an Unchained Melody was on
wow.
the record for some reason. But they kind of got the words a little mixed up, but we didn't say a thing.
Now tell me about this experience you had as the voice of Alvin and the Chipmunks. What's
oh, man.
I read that. What was up with that?
My buddy Dickie Lee always likes to remind everybody that he's a great songwriter. I was living in California at the time, working for Liberty Records, mm-hmm. and David Seville, who is Ross Bagdasarian in real life, when the Beatles hit, he said, "Hey, we need to do a Chipmunks Meet the Beatles album." So I had a couple of singers, Ron Hicklin and Bob Zwirn, and we went in. It may have been Al Kapp, I'm sorry, but there was three of us, and I got to be Alvin, and the other guys did Simon and Theodore, and we stayed in the studio all night at RCA there in Hollywood for about 12 hours, I think, and came out with that album. And I think they did a million on it, but it was then later on we got to be on Urban Chipmunk, which was like a takeoff on Urban Cowboy. Mm. We recorded that back in Nashville.
Now, the music business has you know gone through considerable changes over the years. One of which was the artists who recorded back in the 50s and the 60s, back when you were kind of starting off. You didn't get any money for what you were doing, and nowadays it's very legal contract. Mumbo jumbo stuff, and there's royalties involved in things. But back then, you got a flat pay, and that was it. That's
well,
all you got.
We were on a royalty system by the mm-hmm. time I got in it, rather than a pay for play mm-hmm. type thing. But some of the labels, it was hard to get your money, hard to get. And you've got to remember that a song of the mechanical rate at that time was just 2 cents. When that split. Between the publisher and the writer,
mm-hmm.
and it took us 70 years to get that changed. Now it's up to about 10 of something, you know, the mechanical rate. So you had to sell a lot of records,
mm-hmm.
of course, relative to the economy. But it was there was a lot of dodginess on the mm-hmm. pay on some of the labels. But I've always been an advocate for record labels. I had two independent labels myself during my career, and we have one now called Arena Recordings. But I've always thought that the labels were another facility to promote the artist's career, you mm-hmm. know, and everything's independent. Don't sell your record. Don't give your music to anyone. But I think that's good up to a point. But
right.
when you look at most of the major artists, they're distributed by Sony or someone.
Right, right.
You know, they get to a point where mm-hmm. they can't finance their mm-hmm. career. You know, it's such a costly thing.
And back then, you didn't have the internet.
No, it
which
was
you
a,
have
it
now.
Was a different world. We had record distributors. Each city had its own distributor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fun thing. When I was at Liberty Records, we'd watch the daily reports come in. You could see how many we sold, you know, that day and everything, and throughout the country. And you could see the movements of, you know, where it was breaking. And
mm-hmm.
it was a fun business mm-hmm. back then. But I guess it's fun for the folks now that are
selling
down.
Right,
yeah,
right,
that's right.
Wes right. Kaysen is with us here on Border Crossings. And so you talk about the different labels that you've experienced and been a part of. And so you're with a great family label now, Eddie Arnold's family.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is great for someone as far down the line as I am to be involved with a label. It's called Plowboy Records, and it's mm-hmm. Owned by Shannon Pollard, the family of Eddie Arnold, the great crooner, the great iconic Nashville singer, who who did so well in the crossing over. He was one of the first ones to really cross over big time, you know, play Vegas and all of that. But Shannon has taken this label and he calls it Respect the Unexpected, you know. And he's had he started out with a tribute record to Eddie Arnold, had a lot of different young artists do tribute songs. Then he did a Bobby Bear record of folk songs, and he's done. He did Jim Ed Brown's last album. Jim just passed last year, and he has also some bands, you know, some rock bands, and he's just very open to listening to all kinds of music. So my promotion man named Bill Wentz, who I say my promotion man, he's an independent that always gets my records out to radio. He said, you should send your stuff to Shannon. So I did, and he liked it, and his kids liked it, you know. So we did Troubadour Heart in 14, and then decided to come back with another one because I'm just writing all the time, and, you know, so we decided we'd just kind of keep the flow going. So they've really been great for us.
All right. Buzz Kasin, would you do another song for us?
Yes, sir. I'm going to hitch this up to where I can play my harmonica a little. It's a song co-written with Tom Douglas, a great songwriter that wrote Grown Men Don't Cry and The House That Built Me for Miranda Lambert. And we co-wrote this song, and lovely little Martina McBride did it for us, and great producer Paul Worley produced it. I was standing in a checkout line, wanting marked express, when this woman came in with about four or five things. I said, don't you know that more is less? She said, this world is moving so fast, I just get more behind every day. And every morning when I make my coffee, I can't believe my life's turned out this way. All I can say is love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Yeah, love's the only house big enough for all the pain. She came walking by the other day and said, hey, baby, how you been? Well, I got me a little girl now. She's 4 years old, and she's got a mama's little grin. You only wanted what you couldn't have, and baby, you can't have me now. I gave my heart to another. Now I'm a father, she's a mother, we're a family, we got each other, and we found out the hard way that love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Yeah, love's the only house big enough for all the pain. Walk 3 miles from here down across the river, you see a ghetto there. We got teenagers, they've got guns, they've got knives, they've got pain and pills to spare. And here I stand with my clean white shirt, with a little money in my pocket and a nice warm home. We got teenagers living together in a world of darkness, living together alone. All I can say is love's the only half big enough for all the pain in the world. Yeah, love's the only house big enough for all the pain. And I can't explain it, I can't understand, but I'll come down and get my hands dirty. Together we'll take a stand. Somewhere across a parking lot, some band's playing out of tune. City streets are gonna burn, we don't do something soon. Senorita can't stop crying, Don one left got sick of trying. Baby's due now any day, and no one there to show the way. And she came down to the store and wanted to buy a little carton of milk. Said, I don't have any money, no dinero. Said, that's okay, I'll cover you, honey, cause the pain's gotta go somewhere. Yeah, the pain's gotta go someplace. So come on down to my house. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Yeah, love's the only house big.
big enough for all the pain. Don't you know that love's the only half big enough for all the pain in the world? Yeah, love's the only half big enough for all the pain.
Buzz Kasin, thank you. Well, that sounds great. And so you've recorded with and sang with Elvis. You've worked with Willie Nelson. You worked with John Denver. You created your own studio in 1970, had Dolly Parton record there and a number of others record there. And you wrote a book as well.
Living the Rock and Roll Dream.
You are living the Rock and Roll Dream, my friend. My goodness. In addition to all that, you're also a producer, and you produced for Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I got Jimmy kind of started back in 1970. I was his first publisher and was kind of a co-producer on his first couple of records. And I was singing background then. I sang background on about his first five records.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So,
great,
I mean, in all of the things you've done, now you have the kind of career you can look back and do you feel it was a highlight? Or, I mean, I'm sure there's been many great moments throughout the career, but is there something that happened to you along the way that you said, wow, this kind of will define my career?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to say, Larry. I would say the encouragement and the inspiration I got very young working with Brenda Lee and seeing what a performer and what real quality work could accomplish, you know, with a great voice, great song, great performance. Mm-hmm. She had the whole package, you know, being right there, doing her string of hits. That was very, very inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. And as far as star stuff, I guess naturally meeting Elvis, you know, would have been a very big highlight, because he was really encouraging to us as a band. I think he liked seeing guys from Nashville that mm-hmm. kind of made him feel at home, you know, after being around so many movie stars and all that. So
he had the kind of personality and presence. When he entered a room, you knew he was in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever give you any advice or have anything to say that kind of has resonated with you?
No, it's funny. When we met him at WHBQ radio station, we were promoting our first record by the Casuals, myself, Richard Williams, and Chester Power. And Dewey Phillips, first DJ that ever played mm-hmm. Elvis record, played That's All Right, Mama. He said, don't worry, boys. When we got there, they told us we could meet Elvis. George Klein and Wink Martindale both told us that we could meet Elvis when we went down there. Well, when we got there, he left. And so I said, there he goes, guys. Well, we saw him anyway, so he took off in his Cadillac. But he came back, and when we did our interview in the studio, we turned the corner, ran right into him. And he said, hey, guys, I've heard about y'all. He said, he was just getting into kind of a little bit of a power trip with the Memphis Mafia guys, and he was telling them, best of luck on your new job, was his kidding around, you know. And so he wrote on our autograph to the Casuals, best of luck on your new job. But he also said, I just bought a new place out in Whitehaven. Y'all go look at it. Mm. It turned out to be Graceland. And he said, tell Uncle Vester to let y'all up. And so we went out the next day. Was a Saturday. Went out and Uncle Vester let us go up and see Grayson before he had moved in. Wow. It was kind of a pretty crazy thing. I just took my granddaughters down there to see it last summer.
TCB.
Yeah, man.
Taking care of business. Buzz Kasin's taking care of business with us. The new album is called Record Machine. And so is this more of the music that we've come to know and love from Buzz Kasin? Is there anything different on this album that you've done before? Any experimentation in any way?
It's all new stuff, Larry, except for there's one cut, the classic Dickie Lee song that George Jones had a hit on called She Thinks I Still Care, which is a reggae kind of a thing. Hmm. It was pretty experimental.
Wow.
And the other songs are just songs that have come about over the last 18 months or so, mm-hmm. and mostly brand new stuff.
Well, I know one of the big highlights in your life has been writing a number one hit for Robert Knight. You know, you wrote that song in the 60s, which was a mega, mega hit.
That's right.
You're going to do that for us,
That's right.
What's the story behind this song? What was going on in your life when you wrote Everlasting Love.
Well, Mac Gaydon and I, my co-writer, a wonderful guitar player and an artist in his own right, he had introduced me to a young man named Robert Knight, a black gentleman from Franklin, Tennessee, that was singing. He was actually singing in the fraternities and the places where we were out playing with our bands. Mm-hmm. And Mac went up to him one night and said, "One of these days I'm going to write you a hit song." So we Fred Foster, the great producer from actually the Washington, Baltimore area, had Monument Records, and we had Bobby Russell and I, my great partner, had a label with him called Rising Suns, and Fred gave us a budget to record Robert. Well, we had three songs we were really excited about. We needed one more. In those days, you cut four songs on a session so you could have two singles. So Mac had these two melodies, and I said, "Man, I love those." And he had had them, he says, now since childhood. I said, "Could you hitch them together in one song?" He said, "Yeah, but, man, I got to go. The wife's got dinner waiting." I said, "Well, priorities, man, you know." I said, "Well, let's put them down on tape, and I'll put some kind of a lyric to it." And being an old Southern Baptist, I pulled out the Jeremiah, the God said, "Yea, I've loved you with an everlasting love." That may be where the title came from. I don't know, but we didn't have time. I ran out of time to write a second verse, so we just oohed it. And when we do it on shows, we get all the audience to ooh that on that second mm-hmm. verse. And there have been a couple of people that have written, Rachel Sweet and Rex Smith did a duet on it, and they wrote a second verse, which we approved. But most of the versions just have the ooh version, mm-hmm. you know. So we did it, and we stuck it on the end of the session. We still thought it was probably like a B-side. And it just the magic happened when we cut. We had everybody in there live, the horns, the vocals, and everything. And it just happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it took a while to break. It took about 9 months to just over a period of time. That's why it never went so high in the charts. It would peak one place, mm-hmm. then start up in another city and going up. But Robert had a quite a good hit on it, and then it was a number one record in England mm-hmm. for The Love Affair.
Right, and also Carl Carlton did the song. Yeah, a couple years after. It was like, typically you don't do that. You don't re-release the song so close.
It was
close.
Actually from 68 to 74. He had his version in 74, mm-hmm. which was recorded in our studio too, so produced by Papa Don Schroeder. Then Gloria Estefan did a cover on it. Mm-hmm.
And you too, you mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. And so there's and Jamie Cullum in England mm-hmm. had a top five record with it. It was in the Bridget Jones Edge of Reason movie. Mm-hmm. And it's been good to us. It's been awfully good to us.
All right, well, now you got the excitement built. So here it is, the guy that wrote it, singing it, Everlasting Love.
The Larry London Show version.
Hearts go astray, leaving her when they go. I went away just when you needed me so. Filled with regret, I come back begging you. Forgive, forget, where's the love we once knew? Open up your eyes, then you'll realize, here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, girl, to be my bride. You'll never be denied, everlasting love. From the very start, open up your heart, be a lasting part, everlasting love. Need a love to last forever, need a love to last forever. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Y'all sing along with me now all over the world. Hear some little angels out there somewhere.
Well, ice river flows, no one really knows, till someone's at a shoulder with a lasting love. Like the
the sun shines, endlessly it shines. You always will be mine, it's eternal love. When other loves have gone, ours will still be strong. We have our very own everlasting love. Need a love to last forever. Need a love to last forever. I need a love to last me forever. Need a love to last forever.
Buzz Kaysen, everlasting love and an everlasting career. And thank you for coming on the show. And a happy birthday. Larry. I know your birthday is coming up soon.
Coming up soon.
Coming
November 27th, yes.
So happy birthday to
thank you, Larry.
And many more.
Thank you
so
much.
So the album is Record Machine. It's now available. Website, your website?
That's right, plowboyrecords.com or buzzcason.com.
Buzz Kaysen. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
My name is Larry London, and you have been watching Border Crossings.
Larry London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
That somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit. No makeup on. That's my sugar.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
So cold, the one you love to wear, so I keep feeling close to us beyond compare. The moments waking up, you catch me in your eyes, that beauty on my pillow that holds me in the night. And I will tape my mouth when I used to be afraid of the words, but with you I've learned just to let it out. Now my heart is ready to burst, 'cause I feel like I'm ready for love, and
it's a beautiful song. It's from Ella Henderson, who became famous this past year with her hit song Ghosts, and that is a new one called Yours. And it's from Jonas Malm, dedicated to Nancy Asante, who's listening to Border Crossings today. And Jonas says, send a shout out to Jose Mourinho of Chelsea. So there you go. And we also heard a request from Salam Ahmed for Adam Levine and Sugar. Maroon 5 are in negotiations to play the halftime show at the Super Bowl, Feb 7, in Santa Clara, California. Coming up next, a request from Jessica Cunningham. She's in Waldorf, Maryland, and this is from Drake. It's number 2 on the Billboard charts this week, and it's dedicated to Jessica on her birthday. So happy birthday, Jessica. This is called Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only
ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
Comes and Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Sings one of the all-time classics, Simon and Garfunkel, and that's called Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And that's a request from Lord OG Custodio, who tunes in to Border Crossings in Kuwait, originally from the Philippines. And I thank you for listening to our show. He tunes in during his ride home from work in the car, and also once he gets home. So thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. And I want to say hello to a bunch of our Facebook followers who took time to check in. Fitzum, Azeb, Megdelowit. We heard from Mary Buckman. Owalu, England is with us. Edward David. Also got messages from Julius Chafaru and Abraham Zune, Blen Yosef. All took time to go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and say hello to us here at Border Crossings. Also got some messages from Colleen D. Collin and Kanye Hollick. Mawika Raymond Gideon, Medin Seleshi, Michael Osei, and let's see, Nolawi Derej, Abel Worku, Eskinder Endeshaw, Teddy Abate, heard from Tafadzwa Sithol, Famata Yunus is with us as well, checking in, Ali Ahmed, Yedenik Chu Zaleke, or close enough, Selahum Tilahun. Let's see. Also heard from Dania Malik. Thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and checking in with your messages and requests. And don't forget, next week on the show, we will begin to accept the entries into the Now 56 CD giveaway, which we're going to start next Friday. A week from today, we begin to give away the Now 56 CD, so you can enter the contest all week starting Monday. Include your postal mailing address if you're interested in winning the Now 56 CD on the show. We'll do a lucky listener of the day for, let's see, we'll start it on Friday. We'll do it every day the week after. So thank you very much again to Buzz Kaysen for coming in on the program. He gave me an autographed copy of his book, Everlasting Love. And I've got his CD Record Machine, which I'm going to put into my car and play it over and over. Thank you, Buzz. A pleasure talking to a guy. It's been a part of music for so many years. And thank you, Wagner, our engineer extraordinaire today, and to Vince, our producer director. And my name is Larry London. Have yourself a great weekend. And I will see you again on Monday's show at 1500 Universal. Be safe. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.